Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, at whatever time you're watching our show. Welcome to Business Matters. My name is Laura Nowlin. I want to give a big shout out to CS Now Staffing, one of our sponsors. So if you need anybody for staffing to helping you build your winning team of professionals, give us a call at 702-902-2448. Another one of our sponsors today is Prime IV Hydration and Wellness. They just actually opened up their second location. This one's on Centennial. It's at 5785 Centennial Center Boulevard, space 160. A phone number you can call them at is 725-205-5284. And I can tell you that hydration stuff and the vitamin stuff is not just for hangovers, okay? So check them out. They're fantastic. We tried it out. My husband actually fell asleep through the process. That's how relaxing it is. But today I would like to welcome our guest to the show, Dr. Joel Garcia. He's actually a good friend of mine. He's been mentoring me for some time now. And so welcome. And you're with Marketplace Mastery Global Training Center. Welcome.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited and I'm so proud that you're doing this show. You articulate very well.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that because I'm learning from the master.
Yeah, right.
No, so Joel, welcome to the show. And then if you could tell us a little bit about, you know, where were you born? Tell us about Joel. How did he get to Vegas?
Well, you know, it's funny because right before my mom passed away, I interviewed her quite a bit and I recorded a lot of the interviews. And I asked her story, tell me stories about your life. And she told me the story where she was put on a bus. She escaped from her father-in-law, my dad's dad, who wanted to keep her and my older brother in Mexico at a ranch, but she snuck away on a bus. She made it to the border. Mm-hmm. My dad was working in Arizona, in Chandler, Arizona at the time in a cotton field. And, you know, in those days, it wasn't hard to get someone on the other side.
Yeah.
Because the ranchers would go down there and they would act as a sponsor. Mm-hmm. So I think my mom only spent one night at the border, and the next day her and my older brother came across and joined with my dad, and I was born in Chandler, Arizona. And so I come from immigrant parents from Mexico. I think I lived in Chandler for 3 months before they made the move to Northern California, where I grew up in a small town. And from there, just went and graduated from college. I got married, had three beautiful kids, and I had this I went into law enforcement.
I didn't know this about you.
I was a correctional officer for 7.5 years in California. But at the age of 20, during college, Laura, I had my own plans to go into law enforcement. But at the age of 20, I gave my life to the Lord.
Amen.
And I was really, from the age of 16 to 20, I was drinking a lot. I was partying a lot with my friends. And I'm so glad God intervened into my life, because without that intervention, honestly, I didn't know where I was going to go.
Right.
I would have died of alcoholism or something like that. Mm-hmm. But when I gave my life to the Lord, there was a call on my life to go into ministry. But I didn't heed it because I had my own plans to be a correctional officer. So 7.5 years in the correctional system in California as a correctional officer, something gnawed at my heart. And it was God's call. Joel, I called you into ministry. You're in the wrong place. So I would sneak in my books at night and study while all the inmates were asleep. And I got licensed as a minister. And then from there, we moved to Las Vegas, where I jumped on board, left corrections, jumped on board to a small ministry, a church of about 200 people. In 93, and for 16 years, I was a pastor there. We went from 200 to about 4,000 people attending this church. It grew phenomenally in 16 years. And then right after that, I went into business. I worked for you for a little bit in staffing. I ran a few companies as a general manager for a title company, and also did a short stint with a tax company. But I did my own business, and I finally, I know my career is kind of eclectic because I got all these little puzzle pieces, and but really ministry is my heart. But right now I'm working for Hope for Prisoners. I am the mentor coordinator for John Ponder's ministry called Hope for Prisoners. We are the number one reentry program in the United States.
That's awesome. That is awesome.
It's almost like I feel like I'm walking right onto Tom Brady's Super Bowl team. Mm-hmm. You know, the best team in the nation. And here I am, I'm walking on as a mentor coordinator. So my job, the program, the reason why it's so successful is because we have a workforce development department that helps those that are formerly incarcerated. They go through our program, then they get put through workforce where they find them a job. If they're addicted to drugs, they go through our drug programs. But what happens is they're given a mentor for 18 months.
Nice. To help
to them. Walk out their mm-hmm. life for 18 months. So my responsibility is to recruit mentors, to train them. As a matter of fact, we have our training this Thursday night at 6, and match them. So we match them with our clients. So we don't give them stigma names like formerly incarcerated, you're on probation, you're a felon. We call them clients because we're serving them.
Right.
Our job is to elevate them out of a place of bondage and addiction and give them a new life. And the success rate is phenomenal at Hope for Prisoners because we boast a 94% success rate.
Wow.
So that means out of every 100 that go through our program, mm-hmm. 94 make it. They find jobs. And I guess it's because of the care we put in every individual.
And you have Christ in the center. That makes a big difference,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, Christ. Yeah. Well, you know, the founder became a Christian in prison. He's an ex-felon, John Ponderer. And I believe they're going to make a movie of his life one of these days because his story is just phenomenal. He mm-hmm. found Christ in prison, and he told God, if you get me out of here, I will serve you for the rest of my life. And therefore, he founded Hope, I think, in 2009, but it wasn't implemented until 2010. Now, we've been in business, per se, for the last 14 years. We're close to 6,000 people, Laura.
Wow. 6,000.
Placing them through our program with a 94% success rate. That 94% success rate was done, I think there was a study done back in 2016. And so that, I know it's been a little bit, but there could be a little variation up and down on mm-hmm. that. But at the same time, it's a very successful program.
No, that's fabulous. And so then you're not just looking for mentors. The organization also looks for sponsors, right, for sponsorships. And then they also look for employers to match up with.
They're like the workforce department's like a staffing agency.
Mm-hmm.
So
no,
you've got competition.
No, they'll never be me. I'll never be them. How can I be Hope for Prisoners?
Yeah,
I can't.
Yeah,
I'm looking for government contracts.
Right. So what they do is they go look for clients that are second chance. They're into the second mm-hmm. chance where these guys failed in their life. It's hard for them to get jobs because they have felon next to their name.
Yeah.
So when they go apply, it's very difficult. But there are organizations out there that will give them a second chance.
Oh, no, there is. I can tell you that when I first launched our business, we were also working with Hope for Prisoners.
Okay.
And when we started in 2014, and one of the gentlemen that I actually put in at one of the companies that we were at, he was an ex-offender. And let me tell you, he was our best employee that we had with that client.
You know, these guys are so hungry. Let mm-hmm. me tell you a quick story, and I almost feel like crying. Because this gentleman came out, and so when I was matching him with a mentor, what we do, we bring in the case manager, the mentee, our client, the mm-hmm. mentor, and myself to make it official.
Yeah.
And during that meeting, I asked the man, an older man, probably in his 50s, I go, how long did you spend in prison? And he said, I spent 35 years in prison, and my heart sank because my son is 36 years old, and I'm thinking, this man has been in prison as long as my son's been alive.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But this man has had tremendous breakthrough. He's so hungry to change his life.
Yeah.
And that's what humbles me, is people like him that come out and go, okay, I'm ready. Can you please put your hands on me
mm-hmm.
and help me walk out this new life? Can you imagine 35 years? So they missed, I think they missed in those 35 years, the internet, cell phones, all the technology. How do you get all that knowledge back?
Yeah.
You miss out on so much. So they need a mentor for 18 months to walk it out. Right now, Laura, our greatest need, and God bless all the female mentors we have, but we have, it's 50-50.
Okay.
50 male percentage of our, we have about 200 mentors, so 50% are male, 50% are female.
Mm-hmm.
But our program graduates 80% male, which means we need more men than women. The women are underutilized, And the men are maxed out with 2 to 3 mentees at the same time. And I'm so thankful for the men, but I'm also thankful for the women. So we need to find places for the women to serve. And so that's been my challenge too.
Right. But like you're saying that you're needing then male mentors. Are you listening out there? Okay.
Yeah.
Men, they need basically for you to
I prefer
sign
for
up.
Them to be local in mm-hmm. Las Vegas, but we do have virtual mentors. We have about 30 virtual mentors that are scattered, male and female, scattered throughout the United States. Laura, we have the best of the best. We have students that are getting their master's degrees, that are getting their PhD degrees in social mm-hmm. work. And they basically say, hey, this is going to help me with my social work. Give me a mentor. So what we do is they file an application online, and I look at it, I review it, I make a phone call or a Zoom meeting, I interview them, and then I decide, okay, you're going to jump on board. They become a – we got vice principals. We got a judge that just came on board. We have law enforcement. We got retirees. But some of our best mentors are the ones that have gone through our program. And their success stories, but they want to come back and give back.
No, that's amazing. Yeah. And I know that some of them even start their own businesses.
Yeah, they're entrepreneurs and they mm-hmm. start their own businesses. Sometimes they ask, can you give me an entrepreneurial mentor? Because I want to learn how to start a business.
What number should someone call, right? Should we use the same number for Hope for Prisoners?
Yeah,
they could call you,
yeah,
right?
They could call me, absolutely.
Okay, so it's 702-859-7373. 7373. They are looking for mostly male right now to be able to volunteer and become mentors of this high success rate program.
Yes.
That I know that John has done so much in our community. I know that he was also able to get ex-offenders to be able to vote.
Yeah.
Huge, right? That was huge. He was able to focus on getting it approved where check the box was being removed. So then that way the employers couldn't ask that,
yeah,
right, on the application?
He's done some legislative things that are very important.
Oh, yeah.
They're groundbreaking in the area of reentry.
Mm. Right.
Yeah.
Right, because, I mean, what do you do when someone has done the time?
Mm-hmm.
They've done the crime, but they've done the time. There has to be that forgiveness, that love, mercy, and grace,
right?
Yeah. Where you have to be able to try to assist them, because if not, they're going to end up going right back where they came from.
Yeah, they've done their restitution.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's time for redemption and restoration.
Well, we're going to go ahead and go to commercial right now. Once again, I want to give a big shout out to Prime IV Hydration and Wellness at, I had given their number. Joel. So actually, that's not for Hope for Prisoners. Their number is 725-205-5284. Joel, what is the phone number that we should be calling?
Can we
is
give it
702?
We'll give it in the next session.
Okay, we'll give it on the next session. We're going to commercial and we'll be right back with Dr. Joel Garcia and Pastor. Introducing See Us Now Staffing, led by yours truly, Laura Nowlin. As the founder and president, I bring over 17 years of expertise in sourcing for talent, building winning teams of professionals, marketing, and workforce development. At See Us Now Staffing, we're not just a staffing agency. We're your strategic partner in building a winning team of professionals for your business. My passion for community service extends to connecting entrepreneurs with local resources. Recognized by the Small Business Administration as the 2022 Nevada Family-Owned Business of the Year, we're not just changing the workforce landscape, we're defining it. So welcome back to our show with Business Matters. And once again, my name is Laura Nowlin, and I have Dr. Joel Garcia here. But he's not just a doctor. He's also an author. He's a pastor. He's a community leader. He's a mentor. Joel, it's like you're all these things. My goodness.
I try not to be, but they just happen to me.
No, I truly believe that the Lord has orchestrated your footsteps to plant you in exactly what you're doing right now.
Yeah. Right now I have a ministry. I didn't want to start a church because a church is a lot of hard work.
Everything's a lot of hard work.
Everything's a lot of hard work, but you would, yeah, churches are too.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I started a school. It's a ministry school to business leaders. And what mm-hmm. we do is we teach kingdom concepts to business people.
I love it. I love it. I actually attended the classes and I love that you're doing this, Joel. I really do.
So it's called Marketplace Mastery. Mm-hmm. You can follow us on social media. But Marketplace Mastery is just geared to Christians in the marketplace. So our goal is really to train leaders in the marketplace to express a manifold wisdom of God. Mm-hmm. It's found in Ephesians. There's a phrase that says the manifold wisdom of God. And what the manifold wisdom of God means, it's basically, it refers to Joseph and his coat of many colors. Mm-hmm. How we're so, the glory of God is expressed in many different varieties. But you express it differently than I do.
Right.
We all do. Mm-hmm. We all have different mantles, different callings, different mm-hmm. gifts, different, whatever God has woven inside of us, we display the glory of God in a different way. So that's what the manifold wisdom of God is.
When is your next class coming up for registration?
Well, what we're going to do, instead of going once the traditional school year, like mm-hmm. once, like on a Thursday night, we went from September to May, we're going to revamp our strategy for our okay. English school. Our Spanish school meets on Monday nights, September all the way through May. And I just had a phone call with my teacher. She was telling me how well the class went last night. But the English side of it, we're going to do 6 seminars.
Okay.
The first seminar is on October 8th and 9th, and it's called Occupy the High Places. Because this year, God called us to, the Bible says in the book of Ephesians that we're seated in heavenly places. Mm-hmm. But we usually don't operate from the high places. We have to learn to occupy and govern from the high place.
Did you hear that? The high places. No, and so then you've written many, various books,
yeah.
right? And so what's the newest one? Let's talk about that.
Well, this one just came out, I think September 4th is when I put it up on Amazon. I didn't get these until just over the weekend. So this is fresh. This is your copy, Laura.
Oh, thank you.
This one's called Renowned Women of Influence. And the subtitle is, we're living in an era of women arising to position in places of great influence. The book is about influence. There's about 5 authors. I have 2 chapters. Professor Mollari, a friend of mine, has 2. Dr. Barbie Breathitt is a genius. She's written over 20 books on dream interpretation. Mm-hmm. So she's very prophetic. My friend Norma has a chapter, Yorubazo. And
great.
Jane Hammond, mm-hmm. whose father started the modern prophetic movement. His name is Bill Hammond. He is considered by people right now as a father of the modern prophetic movement. She's his daughter-in-law.
Okay.
But she's very prophetic. She's mm-hmm. prophesied into my life. So she's written a fabulous piece. I'm so excited. There's 7 chapters in this book that deal with specific issues, character issues, where women had to overcome certain things to be the renowned women of influence. For instance, I have a chapter of Esther.
I love Esther.
So I actually interviewed 2 Esthers. One is Sherelle Mendenhall, mm-hmm. one is Christiane Murch. These are 2 beauty queens, real life beauty queens who won pageants. But like Christiane, she's an activist in the community, transforming the way our schools because of what's going on in our schools right now. Mm-hmm. Sherelle just had the Roar Fest over the weekend, a big 12-hour fest of worship, prayer, gathering Christians from all denominations together. But they're making a big difference in our city.
Yes, they are.
And so they're in my chapter called Hadasha. Mm-hmm. And Hadasha was who became Esther.
Esther. Mm-hmm.
And so I talk about Hadasha and her transformation, right? And the risks she had to take in order to salvage her people. But we have Ruth and Naomi in here. We have the Samaritan woman at the well. Who else is featured? We have the woman of Bethany who broke the expensive perfume and wiped Jesus' feet right before his death. And Jesus actually referred to her. She's preparing me for my burial. Mm-hmm. Anyway, there's other women highlighted in this, but I'm just so proud of this book because it's my first woman's book. But I said, I can't be a man and write all 7 chapters. So I collaborated this piece.
With
I have to have women.
Women.
Yeah, you have
beautiful
to have women.
Women.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, so what number is this now for you?
This is number 16.
Did you guys hear that? 16.
Yeah.
16 books. Wow.
You know, I guess when I don't have a platform, like I was a pastor, so I had a platform where I taught a lot. Mm-hmm. When you don't have that platform, obviously you have to create your own. So I created my own, and my own was, let me just write books and express myself that way.
Yeah, yeah. And so then you also have business lunches.
Yeah,
Talk
we
about
have
those.
We have one coming up November 13th. It's usually mm-hmm. the second or third Wednesday of the month. It's called, we call it Business Owners for Jesus, but it's, the acronym is BOAZ. If you look at BOAZ, it's perfect. It's B-O-A-Z. B-O is for business owners. A-Z is Jesus is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. The letter A-Z.
Mm-hmm.
So Business Owners for Jesus. We have those once a month, and we gather anywhere from 10 to 20 business owners, and we just gather and we eat, we pray, we fellowship. They introduce themselves, and then we have a short teaching and then a discussion around the teaching. So those are really fun.
Nice. What other projects do you have going on right now?
Well, we have, like, the seminar. So what we're going to do for our school is we're going to do 6 seminars. The first one is more of a conference, but students can sign up for the conference, get credit for coming. Then in January through May, we're going to have 5 monthly, 1 seminar every month for 5 months on different topics. As a matter of fact, this is going to be a women's event in March that we're planning.
Okay.
The book, I'm so excited about my next book. I think it's probably the capstone of my writing. It's called The 7 Shields of Faith.
That would be number 17.
Yeah,
huh?
we get the phrase, the shield of faith, out of Ephesians 6, where it talks about putting the whole armor of God. Mm-hmm. And one of the pieces is a shield of faith. And one day I go, Lord, I've read this so many times. I think I'm pretty much mastered it in a sense. I go, is there any more revelation? All of a sudden, the Holy Spirit started talking to me. And he said, Joel, there's more shields in the Bible. I go, oh my gosh, no way. You know, when God speaks to you, it's just, it brightens you up. It just enlightens you. It awakens you. So all of a sudden, I felt like there's one in Genesis, and where God appeared to Abraham and he said, Abraham, I am your shield and your great reward. I go, there's a shield there.
Right.
So I call that the covenant shield. Mm-hmm. The one in Ephesians is a contending shield. We contend for things. The interesting thing about all these shields, they all start with C. They all start with C. There's one called the covering shield. It's found in Psalm 91, where he says, if you abide in my presence, I will gather you as a hen gathers chicks, and I'll shield you. My faithfulness will shield you. And I go, there's another shield there, because mm-hmm. the word shield is mentioned. Mm-hmm. But what's also mentioned is the gathering, as a hen gathers her chicks underneath, that becomes a shield for those hens. But Jesus at one time wept over Jerusalem because they missed his coming. And as he was weeping over them, he says, oh, how I long to gather you as a mother, as a hen gathers her chicks underneath her wings, but you were unwilling.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, oh, and that happened, I don't know, AD 32, let's say. But by AD, Jesus then, right after that, prophesied their doom. So in the AD 70, the Romans came and overtook Jerusalem because they weren't shielded. They weren't protected. So there's 7 shields, Laura. I don't want to talk no more about it because I just get so excited about that.
No, this is fabulous.
Yeah.
And so, you know, people say don't mix business, religion, and politics. I said, the bull. You're bringing, I mean, Jesus is in you. You're filled with the Holy Spirit. You go to work, so you're bringing him with you. You bring your whole luggage with you. So what are your thoughts about that?
Well, you know, there is a mandate for family and business. And the mandate is found in Genesis 1:28, where God told Adam and Eve, he said, be fruitful and multiply. Increase upon the earth and subdue it.
Yeah.
When you look at that, God is talking about family, but he's also talking about business. The family part is, I want you guys to increase and multiply as people and just go all over the earth.
Mm-hmm.
There's a part there that says, and subdue the earth and have dominion over it. Well, subduing the earth is taking the natural resources that God has already provided. Where do we get concrete? Where do we get gypsum board for our walls? This table, I think, is made out of metal, wood. Where do we get that? We get that from resources that God has already provided.
Right.
In other words, those resources were subdued, and we created something out of those resources.
Yeah.
So the business mandate goes way back to the very first mandate that was given to mankind. Mm-hmm. Be fruitful and multiply, increase upon the earth, subdue it, and have dominion over it. And that's what business really is.
No, no, definitely. And so what type of people that are listening should attend your lunches, right? Or your education component of the Marketplace Mastery?
Well, if you're a Christian and you're not in full-time ministry like a pastor, basically you're in the marketplace. So a marketplace doesn't have to be someone who owns a business. It can be, you can be employed in the marketplace, in an office, as a front desk person, you're in the marketplace. Mm-hmm. If you're in education, you're in the marketplace. If you're in science, that's considered an aspect of the marketplace. So the marketplace, it has to do with business, but the marketplace is anything that's outside of the church is considered the marketplace. So really, if you're a Christian believer, you're more than welcome to come to any of our events, any of our seminars, any of our lunches.
And so what phone number should they call there, Joel, if they want to?
Well, they can call me personally, 702-859-7373, or they can go online and check us out on our website, www.mmgtc.com. So mmgtc.com.
As we get ready for closing with our last minutes that we have, what advice would you give to someone out there that is looking to start a business?
I think I would say, first find out who you are and what purpose God has placed in your life. Because whenever you're out of alignment, like I was as a correctional officer, right? Because I had a call in my life to do this, but I was doing my own thing. Mm-hmm. When you're out of alignment with God's will, you're not going to find happiness. You're not going to have that passion, that drive. There's something that's going to hold you back, and you're going to feel held back. But when you're aligned properly to the thing that God has called you to do, you're going to find drive. You're going to find passion. You're going to find creativity. All those things just come into you when you're doing the right thing. Oh, the best quote I've ever heard about success is being at the right place, at the right time, doing the right thing.
And sometimes just showing up makes a big difference. You land a contract just because you showed up.
You showed up, yeah.
Right. So thank you so much, Joel Garcia. You're welcome. Make sure that you do pick up his book. 16 of them out there and 17 on its way. You can get them on Amazon, correct?
You can get them on Amazon, yeah.
Yeah. And so look up Joel Marketplace Mastery, the Global Training Center. Reach out to him. It's 702-859-7373. And remember, he is looking for mentors, especially male mentors for Hope for Prisoners. And you can reach him at his office there at 725-224-0241. Once again, Doctor, thank you so much for coming on to our show. Appreciate you. And a big shout out again for Prime IV Hydration and Wellness. You can get a hold of them at 725-205-5284. If all you're needing is some energy, right? Some vitamins, give them a call. Thank you so much, and we will catch you on the next show. Make sure to watch us on WWDB-TV, on Roku, on YouTube. Follow us on social media. God bless.